This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Fast-paced life and a stressful routine has led us to collectively become more aware than ever before of the importance of healthy living, as the need to get healthier, live longer, and feel better is more prevalent. On the show today, we have best-selling author and health coach Gina Van Leeuwen from the U.S. to talk to us about journey in healthy living and becoming a health coach. Now, Gina, welcome. You're now in Malaysia.
Yes,
so
I'm loving it.
So welcome to Malaysia. So you were working in the corporate world, and then you embarked on a journey which has led you to become a speaker, trainer, and best-selling author. How did that begin?
That's really interesting. I think at some point in our lives, we go through the midlife crisis, and mine happened in my early 30s. And it was a culmination of the thought of, why am I here? Why am I on this earth? It's not just to be a program manager at a Fortune 100 company. And I just had this feeling like I needed to be doing something else. And at the same time, I had been referred to an acupuncturist because I had asthma, chronic allergies, arthritis. I had a bunch of female issues. The list goes on and on and on, digestive issues and so on. And my mom said that a bunch of police officers in the United States were going to an acupuncturist for their allergies. So I thought, well, my goodness, I've tried so many different things. I might as well try to go. And so I went for that. And around the same time, my son had an issue at school where it caused us to really look at his diet. He had ADHD with aggression. Mm. So he was a happy child until you upset him, and then he turned into what we call in the U.S. the Tasmanian devil. So we had this incident at school. So all of these things kind of culminated around the same time, and I really looked at food. I went to food, and we changed everything. Well, I shouldn't say we. It was me, because my husband came home and said, what did you do? Where's this and where's that? And I said, I threw everything away. We just need to start over and only eat clean foods. Mm. And in just a few weeks, my son was a completely different child.
Right.
And I started to see a difference in my health and well-being. So between the acupuncture and the food changes, all of these symptoms that I had most of my life
disappeared.
So my asthma, which I was on an inhaler for 3 times a day since childhood, was off in 3 months. Hmm. It was just like this miracle that had taken place, but it really wasn't a miracle. It was just getting back to the fundamentals of how to take care of myself.
And we've seen that people are more aware now. But what are still some of the misconceptions, you know, about food and just healthy living?
Well, I think the number one thing is that people think that being healthy is not fun, that you're in deprivation and you have to eat horrible food. It's completely the opposite of that. And I don't think you realize that until you become healthy or you start down that process and you're doing it the right way. I think a lot of people put themselves in a deprivation. They're on this, you know, specific diet and they're, you know, you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And what that does to your mind is completely the opposite of what you want to be doing. So if you're put into deprivation, you're going to be unhappy. So when I work with people, it's about slowly making changes, crowding out not so good foods and adding in good foods versus depriving and saying, oh, well, you can't have this and you can't have that.
Right.
And it creates a completely different experience for people. And then they feel happy, they feel healthy, they enjoy the food.
Right.
And when you're using just simple ingredients with spices and herbs, it makes things taste so wonderful.
Right.
You don't need to have all the extra stuff.
Right. And I guess this also, when you talk about health, it's also the mental health, right? How food also affects the mental health, as in the case with your son.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, I've worked with a lot of different types of people, and some with anxiety, depression, and that's a hot topic. I'm not sure how it is here in Malaysia, but in the U.S., that's a really hot topic, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it. Talk about being depressed, for example,
right.
And so we have a big movement in the U.S. to help people to start to talk about it, that it's okay. It's okay to be in that situation. It doesn't mean that you're weak. Yeah. It means that you're strong when you reach out to people for help. Mm. And food plays a huge, huge role in depression and mental well-being.
Right. So, I mean, I guess it's about back to basics in terms of the kind of food that we eat, clean eating, that sort of thing. That also has a effect on your mood as well.
Oh, definitely. Right. I have a whole thing on food mood connection, a whole program presentation that I do in the workplace on food mood connection and how you can basically up level your brain when you have to go to work every day, or even just showing up for your children if you're a stay at home mom. How can you up level your
What's
mood?
One thing we can do?
Well, you mentioned food. It's right. You know, it can be complicated to get into that, but I would say drink more water. That's right. A big thing. And making sure that you drink quality water. A lot of people are into the filtered water, and sometimes when you drink filtered water, it filters out all the good stuff, all the minerals, and the brain needs minerals.
Right.
It needs fat, healthy fats, and it needs minerals, and it needs protein. So with water, if you deplete the minerals, you're obviously missing out on that. And not only that, but what happens when you drink the water is it pulls minerals from your body, and you don't want to do that. So it's making sure you drink mineralized, you know, normal, healthy quality water.
Right. Okay. So the simple things like just drinking enough water as well. Now, you're also, you got your certification with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. How does that work? What is this body?
The American Association of Drugless Practitioners, there's a lot of different types of health professionals underneath that. I'm a certified holistic health counselor, and I went to school for the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, so it's an international school, and their whole focus is health coaching. They don't do anything else but that. Whereas some universities, you have lots of different types of programs you can go into. Their focus is specifically on health coaching and teaching people how to health coach, you know, the nutrition, things like that, but mostly on how to do appropriate health coaching.
Right. Now, you've written a couple of books. I like some of the titles, one of which is I'd Rather Scrub Toilets Than Cook, just getting in and out of the kitchen quickly. And of course, your latest bestseller, Nutrition for Success, How to Maximize Performance in All Areas of Life. Can you tell us what inspired you to write these books?
Well, the first one, that I'd Rather Scrub Toilets Than Cook, that came from one of my clients asked me to give her every recipe that I had. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I could make a cookbook. And then thinking, well, I don't like to cook. So that would be weird, irony. And so I decided, because what I teach people when they don't like to cook or they don't have time to cook, how can you do that effectively? Because that's what I've had to do. So I thought, well, goodness, I should just make a little book out of it. Okay. And when I was...
I need that book.
I can get that for you. So my coach at the time, I told them the story about how my friends tease me because I literally would say to them, well, I'd rather just scrub toilets than cook. You know, you cook and, you know, I'll clean. I don't really particularly like cleaning toilets either, but it's so much easier and simpler than having to deal with the whole kitchen thing. So it was this joke, and so that's how it ended up being titled that. But then my book, Nutrition for Success, this is really a more comprehensive view on what I do. So it's walking people through that process of making healthier choices. And it can be very overwhelming to go through that process. I know, I mean, I went through that process many years ago, and I walk people through this process. So the book was for people who maybe you're not ready to work with a health coach, either for financial reasons or, you know, emotional reasons, or just not ready, that they can take this book and then slowly apply some of these things to help them improve their health and well-being.
All right. And then, of course, I just want to know, like, if someone were to come up to you and say, look, I need to get on this journey with you, what you actually go through with them. I'm here with Gina Van Leeuwen, author of Nutrition for Success, How to Maximize Performance in All Areas of Life. And we'll continue our conversation with her after this. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Before Friday materializes, BFM 89.9.
This is is Enterprise. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Gina Van Leeuwen, author of Nutrition for Success, How to Maximize Performance in All Areas of Life. She's a health coach here in Malaysia. Who normally comes to you? And what's the process when they come up to you? What are the questions you ask them?
Most of the people I work with have one or more health issues. Mm. So they've been through the system. We call it the Western medical system. It's not working for them. They're frustrated. They're tired of being sick. They're tired of having symptoms. And they feel like they need help. They need to change their diet. They need to change their mindset. And they would like to have somebody to walk them through that process. So those are the people I typically work with. And the first thing we do is a very intensive health history, because I want to know, where have you been? Where are you now? And then where do you want to go? So it's looking at what got you here and what's going on right now. And then what are your goals? What is the most important to you? And then from there, we start building out a plan. So it's very individualized. Being in the Western medical system, it seems like everybody is treated exactly the same. You know, if you have diabetes, this is what we're going to do. If you have heart disease, this is what we're going to do. And the human body, unfortunately, is
different.
Yeah, we just talked about that before before we got on the air. Yeah. And it's important to respect your individuality and what your body's needs are, not what somebody else's body's needs are. So this is a very individualized system. And then helping people walk through the process of self-discovery, you know, tapping into your own intuition. We all have it. And somehow it gets squashed over the years and we stop listening to ourselves. So how do you reignite that? And then the process of transformation. And it's a really fun, exciting process to go
and
through.
And it's beyond the physical transformation, right? It is everything. I guess when you look at nutrition, it affects you mentally, physically, spiritually, to a certain extent as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, coming from, we didn't really talk about my history, but I come from a very difficult childhood, sexual abuse, transient lifestyle, you know, divorce, that whole thing. I went to 13 different schools growing up.
Wow.
So yeah, there was a lot of emotional baggage. There was a lot of stuff that I had going on in my head. And when you don't address that, it doesn't matter how you look physically. You can have a beautiful, perfect body, but if you're not right in the head, then you can still invite sickness and disease. And that's what was going on for me. I mean, I've never had a huge issue with weight, but I had a lot of health issues. So you can't look at someone and say, oh, well, you're healthy or unhealthy because of the way that you look. It's all about what's going on inside.
Right. Okay, do you want to talk a little bit about the story and how so these are things that you hold on to, and that's what probably triggered the asthma and all the other things as well.
Oh, definitely. And I started the physical journey first. So when I started going to acupuncture and I changed my diet, as I mentioned, the asthma disappeared, the allergies, like all of these things are starting to disappear. That opened up, because I was more clean on the inside, that opened up a new opportunity for me to look at my emotions. I had just been shutting all of that off. You know, I built a big brick wall and then coated it with metal. It's not something that you want to bring out. It's painful. But being in a cleaner situation physically, I was able to open up a little bit more emotionally and start to slowly draw that out and look at those parts of me. And as I started to do that and address little bits of the pain, it became easier and easier over time. And now it's like, all right, bring it on. If I open up a new box, so to speak, it's like a gift.
Right.
It doesn't feel like something that I want to, you know, shove under the bed or whatever. It's become a very exciting process for me.
Whatever we're going through is usually a manifestation, and that manifests in ailments in our body, right? These are all signs that there's something deeper with all the pain that we have.
Yes, there's an author. Her name is Carolyn Miss, M-Y-S-S. And she wrote a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. It's really fascinating, but it talks about the emotional backing to specific symptoms. So, for example, you know, if you have a pain in your back, or if you have asthma, or if you have fibromyalgia, what do these things mean emotionally? And at least it gives you a little clue as to what's going on so that you know how to address that.
Right. Now, you started the unique Nutrition Healthy Habits Academy, which is several self-help programs. So what are you doing with Academy? Is that ongoing now that you're here?
Well, Unique Nutrition is my personal health coaching mm-hmm. program, essentially. So that's my one-on-one coaching. Right. Whereas Healthy Habits Academy is an online self-paced program, so anybody can go through that. Mm. I have all these videos that walk you through the process of self-discovery and transformation. So it's completely done online okay. and self-paced.
So you've been doing this for over 20 years, right?
About 15.
15 years. Yeah. And so what have been some of the favorite stories of people that you've worked with?
Oh my goodness. I've had the pleasure of working with so many amazing people. I'll go with one of the more recent ones. I was working with a lawyer in California, and she had some minor health issues, and she a little bit of excess weight, not too much, but she was just mostly unhappy and stressed out. And didn't know what to do. So I started working with her, and she was confused about, you know, how do I prepare food? She had a 2-hour commute, I think 1 hour each way commute to go into work. Maybe it was 2 hours each. I don't know. It was a really long commute. And a daughter at home. And so, you know, how do I prepare food? And, you know, how do I plan? And how do I take care of myself? And so we just started walking through the process, and just in a few, probably, I don't know, maybe a couple months, mm-hmm. she started to feel the effects of that, and everything started to shift. Her mindset started to shift. She was very unhappy at work as well. And suddenly, where she was unhappy, she started to become happy. And I think that happens a lot. When you're disgruntled with yourself, everything around you becomes that way as well. So when she started to become happy, her work situation was happier, her home situation was happier. So everything just started to kind of flow in the right direction, so to speak. And actually, that makes me think of a client that I had very similarly not too long ago. I was working with her and her husband, and she was really stressed out. She despised her job. Long story short, she ended up leaving her job. She created her own company. She is so incredibly happy. She lost weight. Her skin cleared up. She's not stressed out anymore. I mean, it's amazing to see those types of things happen. And then I've worked with people with cancer and fibromyalgia and watched them turn around as well, diabetes, heart disease. And it's just, it brings me joy. It warms my heart.
Okay. Right. So now that you're in Malaysia, what are your plans here in the country?
Well, I am just being open to opportunities, but I would really love to be able to start teaching people and helping them through the process of getting healthy. So working with maybe corporations who would like their employees to be healthier, or motivational speaking, or you know, if anyone would like one-on-one coaching, I'm ready to start doing that as well.
All right. And how can people get hold of you?
You can go to my website, GinaVanLeuven.com. So it looks like Van Leuven. It's V-A-N-L-U-V-E-N. It looks like Van Leuven. But it's Van Leuven, GinaVanLeuven.com. And I have a special gift for your listeners if they would like that. So I have 10 tips to creating work-life balance. I know that is a challenge here as well as in the United States. So 10 tips to creating work-life balance. And you can go to GinaVanLeuven.com/HealthyAsia.
Okay.
Healthy Asia.
So go over there and you get these 10 tips to creating work-life balance. All right. Any parting words, a word of advice for people who are always on the go, go, go?
Well, I would say pick one thing that you want to work on. Just one, so you're not overwhelmed. Pick one thing that you want to work on. Maybe it's drink more water. We talked about that earlier, carrying a water bottle with you. And when you get successful with that, then move on to something else. I think that makes it a little bit easier.
So don't overwhelm ourselves.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for being with us. Can't wait to read your book. I've been speaking to Gina Van Leuven, who's a health coach, talking about her book and other things. But just check out her book, Nutrition for Success, How to Maximize Performance in All Areas of Life. And of course, you can get it on Amazon. You've been listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.